everybody. Welcome to the ABGL Cast, a podcast for adults who just like diapers. I'm your host, Toddy Smurf, and this is episode 7. Thank you, friends. And of course, on the other side of the glass and there performing duties flawlessly, it's producer Sammy. No, Sammy, I wasn't taking a stab at ya. Okay, Sammy, no, the fact of the matter is that we were in the studio last week. We did an entire episode. It was an epic episode, if I do say so myself. And, no, I gotta say, and it didn't get recorded. No, I'm not placing any blame. Okay. You want to state your side of this case. Okay, you would like to let the listeners know what happened and why last week there was no show. Okay, I'll let you talk. No, I won't interrupt you. I promise. Okay. Go ahead. I won't say anything negative. I'll just affirm what you're saying or just assent or just agree or I'll just nod my head. Oh, all right, you ready? Okay, you take a deep breath, Sammy, and you explain what happened from the other side of the glass last week. Okay, go. Uh-huh. Yes. I can see that. Yeah, it's happened to me. Yeah, okay. I know a lot of money for that school. No, right. Nervous? Oh, it's been the weather, right, okay. Well, I'll explain that. Okay, right. Okay, are you done? Okay, a little bit. Okay, go ahead. Right. No, I don't want you beating yourself up over it. No, I mean, by all means. Okay. Right. Yes. Okay, thank you, Sammy, for explaining it from your side. We haven't had a chance to really have a good discussion what happened. I understand these things happen. I've done it myself before. The school that you went to, they taught you all kinds of, but they can't teach you the actual pressure of, how to actually perform under pressure. That's a learned trait. That's a learned quality, and it comes with time. And because we haven't been in the studio since January, you got a little bit rusty on how things run here at the ABDL Cast studio. I understand. Right, I understand. You let your mom know that school was money well spent. We all love you here, every one of us, all the listeners, it's all good. So let's just go ahead and get past that, and I moved the digital recorder. Don't feel bad. I moved it in here for the time being so that I could be in control of pressing the record button. No, I don't think any less of you. All right, moving on. We did 2 shows back in January. Back-to-back, as a matter of fact. Back-to-back shows back in January. 3 backs in 1 sentence right there. I'm going to do it again because that was fun. We did back-to-back shows, 2 of them, back in January, the 9th and the 16th, to be more specific. And episode number 6 received no feedback. And that is, that's really rare. And it makes all the kids say, I know, because we thought that it was a good show, and so because nobody gave us any feedback, which we're accustomed to, that's what this show is all about, it's one of the things that it's all about, is giving back-to-back, giving back to each other, us and you, the listeners, and us in the studio here, and we enjoy that. That's what makes the show fun, and since nobody responded or gave us any feedback on episode number 6, I just assumed that it was a bad episode. I thought it was a real clunker, and so... I took a couple of weeks off, and we're reassessing the show. Sammy and I decided on what we should do. Right, we taking a look at segments. Is it, the content? Right. We know that certain people out there will never like the voice, and so they aren't listeners. They're just not listeners of the show. But the listeners of the show like it, and that's not a hurdle for them. That's not a stumbling block. That doesn't cause any animosity. It doesn't cause any pain in their life whatsoever. They enjoy the show for what it was. We thought they did, and so I decided to take a couple of weeks off and reassess. Like I said, do we need to retool the show? Anything that we need to do? And so what I did was one Friday morning, we do the show on Fridays, and I woke up and I had been getting some samples of diapers, and I'll talk a little bit more about that later on in the show. But I put on a particular one, and I'm laying in bed and just enjoying, you know, wow, this is, well, do I like this, and how's it fit, and how's it feel, and all that stuff. You know, just generally grading and critiquing and reviewing my diaper. And I even took a picture of it and posted it on the Twitter account, if anybody follows us on Twitter, at ABDLcast. Anyway, I was already in a little bit of a bad mood. I think that's why I put on the diaper and wanted to relax. Everybody else in the house was gone. I had the house all to myself and all that stuff. And being in a little bit of a bad mood, I said, you know what? I don't feel like doing the show today either. And so I'm gonna skip out. Well, I did end up writing a blog post, and it was the only blog post on our website at abdlcast.com, and I think it was titled "Today I Chose the Diaper," and I was just saying what happened and why we haven't done a podcast, and I think some people took it the wrong way, thought that I was uber bummed out and wasn't going to do the show or anything like that, and so we did get some feedback, starting up, of course, with our friend Rachel Emily. And let's see, this is via email. She writes in, I'm sorry to hear you didn't get any response on your I want to wear diapers too question. That was that last episode. I would have participated, but I've been dealing with a bout of bronchitis for the past 2 months and have pretty much focused on getting rid of that. Oh, goodness. We certainly hope that that has passed. Yeah, we don't. You are excused from responding to that episode, Rachel Emily. Moving on. Also, I racked my brain and could not think of an incident in my past in which I felt envious that another kid was wearing diapers. However, I can think of one incident which was fairly close. All right, so, yeah, this is a good story. Okay, so let's jump into this. She goes on. When I was 9 years old, a neighbor lady who lived above my family would continually invite me over to her apartment for some cookies and tea. Parenthetically, the first tea I ever drank hot, in fact, which somehow made it special. Yeah, I can see how that... What, you're drinking tea right now? Why, where's my tea in here? No, Sammy, the guy that's behind the microphone talking, he's the one that needs to... Yeah, that special kind of tea, the herbal tea, and like a little bit of lemon and some honey, that's good for the throat. What? No, okay, well, next week, please. Bring enough. If you're going to bring tea, you bring enough for everybody. Okay. Continuing on with Rachel Emily's letter. We'd get to talking, and I remember distinctly that she mentioned being hospitalized for a serious illness as a little girl and having to wear diapers. The diaper part immediately got my attention, even though this was about a year to a year and a half before I became aware I was a DL. Well, that's interesting. Continuing, I kept asking her to talk more about the diapers. Were they like baby ones, only bigger? How did they feel? What did they look like? On it went until she simply refused to talk about it anymore. I was fairly shocked at the time, since I had no idea diapers came in sizes that could potentially fit me. I remember feeling an intense, long-lasting envy toward her for having had the good fortune to wear diapers, without realizing she might not consider them as awesome as I did. More to come, Rachel. Thank you so much, Rachel, for that feedback. That's a great story. And now hopefully next week I'll get some tea. We also heard from Tommy P via the Daily Diapers board over there at dailydiapers.com/board. This was in regards to I want to wear diapers too. I don't know if this was a thread. I can't remember. Maybe this was in our ABDL cast thread on the board there. Tommy P says, as always, I really enjoyed the episode. Well, thank you so much. It felt pretty cool to hear my name on your show. Here are some answers to your questions. Number one, and this is one that we're going to cover. This memory is a little vague, but this is what I remember. When I was around 4 years old and potty trained, my parents dropped me off at a daycare. Parenthetically, I'm not exactly sure where we were, but I remember the place had, had childcare. There were a bunch of kids in this place. I found one kid on the floor playing with some cars, so I decided to join him. I don't know how long we had been playing, but I remember one of the ladies watching us was walking around. She walked up to where we were and then stopped and looked down at us. She reached for the boy's hand, stood him up, and pulled the back of his pants back. She was checking his diaper. I couldn't take my eyes off of what was happening. I had always, or as long as I can remember, had desires to wear diapers. She led that boy across the room to a wall where there was a changing table. She then went on to change his diaper. I stayed where I was, playing, wishing that that boy was me, that she was changing my diaper. And that is, you know, that's the end of that. Thank you very much, Tommy P. That is the same types of experiences that I have always had and many other ABDLs have. When you get into that situation and you see somebody else and they're diapered or they're being changed, you have that longing to be in that position. You want to go, you know, and remove them and place yourself into that situation. And that is something that when you're real little like that, because I remember those kinds of things happening, those really bore into your subconscious, into your, not only your conscience, but your subconscious. I believe it with all my heart. It's just like what Rachel Emily was saying. You know, as soon as she heard that lady make that comment, I mean, that was like, boom, big old alarm went off in Rachel Emily's head. I'm just surmising that's what would have happened to me. Bing! When she said that, it would have been the loudest part of that sentence. I had to wear a diaper. Boom! It turns into, I had to wear a diaper! And that's all you hear, and you fixate on that and say, wow, I wish that was me. So, Tommy P, I have a memory, and I don't know. I was so young. It's one of those ones where I was around 4 years old, and it's kind of around the same time as the story that I told last week of I Want to Wear a Diaper Too, when I was talking about my cousin. Make sure that you have listened to episode number 6. I'm not going to rehash that story here, but around that same time in my life, I was with another family member, and I have to believe that it was a cousin staying over there, and her mom taking us to my cousin's babysitter the next morning. And this was a professional babysitter at her house, but there was all kinds of kids there. And, you know, I've always been shy, and so that's an awkward situation for me. That's not where I wanted to be, and I don't think I signed up for that when I went over to stay at their house. But regardless, there I was in a strange place with a bunch of strange people that I didn't know, and me being completely introverted and shy, and then I see there's a little girl that's crawling on the floor, and not crawling because she's too young to walk, but crawling because she was about my age, crawling because there was something wrong. She was really dragging herself like the wounded soldier drag. Her legs didn't work. And that, you know, that immediately struck me like, oh, that's sad, you know, and I mean, she didn't look sad or anything, but that hurt my heart. But then I was distracted because it turns out that, yeah, she was, I mean, it was a situation of paralysis or something, maybe chest down or what have you, because this little girl, again, about my age, maybe 4, wore diapers. And when it was time for her to get a change, it's the same type of thing that Tommy P is describing that burns into your brain, and that longing. That's how I describe it, a longing to be in that person's position. Great story, Tommy P. Thank you for sharing that with us. Now, next up, Wacko Wannabe from my, this is a private message via the Daily Diapers board. And He titled this AB Dealcast stuff. Hey, Toddy. Hi, Wacko Wannabe. Goes on to say, so much to say. I don't have many podcasts I listen to because when I listen to a podcast, and many people feel this way, when I listen to a podcast, I feel compelled to do nothing else but sit there and listen. If I do anything else while listening, cleaning, cooking, etc., then I spend more time rewinding and playing the what did he say game. And sitting there just listening is sometimes boring. And, well, I hope that that's not the case. No, you think he's talking about... You think he's talking about our show? Maybe that was the problem with episode number 6. Well, let's go on and see what he says. Okay. Now I'm sad. Oh, sometimes boring. I've been told that podcasts are great for commutes, but I don't commute. Ah! What's a wacko wannabe to do? Anyway, I was browsing... Oh, here's the good news, Sammy. Yeah, I don't think he was talking about saying that ABDL cast is boring. Woo! Okay, anyway, I was browsing some topics on the board over there and kind of went, oh, wasn't that topic for a podcast? And decided to check it out. I can't believe you read my comment. Hearing you read it makes me go, oh no, what an awful comment. But I still feel honored. Wacko Wannabe, your comments are, it was wonderful. This whole letter is wonderful. We love that you're participating in the show. Please continue on. And so he does. Let's go ahead and continue this message. I'm really enjoying the podcast, though. That's what we wanted to hear. Yay! It's playing as I type this. Story time is quite nice. Your voice is so nice and energetic and cartoony. Perfect for an ABDL-style podcast. I have to say that I didn't like the cartoon style at first. But it grew on me within the first, 2 minutes. There you go. I'm glad you do it. Your voice kind of reminds me of the voice actor who played Yakko. So I'm choosing to believe that your secret civilian identity is Rob Paulson. Well, there you go. You can believe that. That's fine. It continues on. It's making me smile, and that's great. That is... You just nailed it, Wacko Wannabe. That is the whole point. That is the point. Does a show make you smile? Are you an ABDL that this kind of a show makes you smile? Then this show is for you. If you don't like it, that's okay. We still like you, but we understand that this show is not for you. That's all right. There's plenty of shows out there. We've talked about it before. We are a specific niche in the ABDL community. Just having fun, friends. All right. Continuing on, Wacko Wannabe says, maybe this episode doesn't have as much feedback because you released it only a week after the previous episode, meaning that there wasn't much hype behind it. I honestly don't think that it's a bad episode. All right, so let's back up there and Sammy and I will address that. Right, well, as we were in the last couple of months, as we're talking about, well, what are we going to do? Yeah, this break wasn't supposed to be 2 months long, but we had a whole bout of bad weather and Sammy literally could not drive to the studio. It was dangerous conditions out there. Right, and, you know, she's young, and her mom says, no, you can't do that. All right, well, you're a young adult, but still, your mom, you know... Okay, continue on. Anyway, so, we have decided that you know, I've told you before, I've been broadcasting radio, internet radio, podcasting for a long, long time. And every other show that I do, if you don't produce every week a new episode, people will go elsewhere and find the kind of content that they're looking for. For the most part. I mean, you have loyal listeners that are always going to stick with you, but most people say, bah, I'm not waiting around. I'll go find something else that feels, you know, fills that need. But it seems to us that the ABDL community, at least the people that listen to this show, don't want a weekly show. Now, that may not be true. We've only, you know, done back-to-back one time, but based on the response to that, it sure seems that folks don't want a weekly show. And so we'll just produce it sporadically until people demand otherwise. If there's no demand, then we're just going to go ahead and operate under the assumption that you don't want a regular weekly or even maybe even every other weekly show. If you feel differently and you feel strongly differently, then you're going to have to let us know. We don't read minds, and that goes without saying, doesn't it? So continuing on, Wackawannabe says, when you mentioned Ratatouille, it made me think that you should have a segment where you talk about animated kids movies. Maybe you've done that in the past. You mentioned TV shows, and I still go watch those movies from time to time as an adult, so I feel that it might be fun. And Wackawannabe, we agree with you. We both love those movies, watch them constantly, and that's a really good idea. We'll put our heads together and see. Would it be a regular segment? Would it be an occasional segment? What? Yeah, we don't know exactly what that would look like right now. But if you have any ideas of, again, what would that look like in the real world? What would that sound like on the ABDL cast? Let us know. If not, we'll keep that on the forefront of our minds, we'll say, figure out how we could do something like that. I do want to get more into some TV shows and things like that. Anyway, lucid dreaming is hard, in my opinion, continues Wacko Wannabe. I've never experienced it either, but I believe that keeping a dream journal helps, as does saying to yourself, I'm going to have a lucid dream tonight. Also, I've read that you need to stay calm in the dream. Lucid dreaming, I still don't understand it. I've seen some other threads. People are still talking about it on the various ABDL cast boards. There is no ABDL cast boards. On the various ABDL forums and boards and chat rooms and things like that. If you guys, any other people have feedback on lucid dreaming and how to achieve it, I think I'm too old because I rarely remember any dreams anyway. But maybe you younger folks can master that. All right, here we go. Finishing up, there might have been more that I meant to say, but I've talked your ear off enough. No, you haven't. You're doing great. Continue. And he does continue. I think I need to go listen to the previous episodes. Did you talk about plushies in the previous episodes? I love plushies. Yay! All the kids agree. Yay! No, we have not. But that is on our list of topics. Maybe we'll tackle that next episode. Anybody want to talk about plushies? Do you like plushies? We'll probably have to start a thread on a couple of forums or something, see if we can get some feedback from folks. But yes, coming up soon, stay tuned, Wackawannabe, for plushies. Thank you so much for the podcast. I'm sure it's hard sometimes, but you put a smile on my and so many others' faces, and I hope that knowing that puts a smile on your face. Oh, yes. Thank you very much for that. Very encouraging. P.S. Sammy. Yes, he has something to say about you, Sammy. Okay, here we go. P.S. Sammy is amazing as well, and I love her little squeaky wheel turning voice and your interactions with her. No, Sammy, you are... Yeah, we both love working with each other. Wackawannabe, she adds something. She makes this show easy for me to do. It is. Yes, Sammy, it's easy when you are around. You're welcome. All right, that's enough for listener comments and feedback for this episode. And I need to take a water. So before we get hold on. There's one more comment. We don't want to miss this last comment by Philly. This is via a comment on the ABDLcast.com website at ABDLcast.com. He left this comment on that episode, episode 6, I Want to Wear Diapers Too. He says, I got that same feeling about wanting to be diapered. I became a DL when I was in kindergarten, and I had just been fully out of wearing diapers for, like, less than a year. I think, in a way, I never wanted out of them. I think many of us feel that same way. But after I was able to sneak one and secretly put it on, I loved it and wanted to be diapered again. Yeah, that's pretty close to my own experiences. He continues, I would sneak them when I could and even got caught with them a couple of times. My mom was cool about it, but she didn't allow me to wear them. I do remember my baby cousins being diapered, along with a few older ones as well, and how I so badly wanted to be diapered too. My feeling for wanting to wear diapers got even stronger the first time I saw Good Nights. I was amazed to see they made bigger pull-ups for kids like me. I hadn't yet known about youth or adult-sized diapers then. And I had to find a way to get them. Good Nights were the first pack of diapers I bought, and I secretly managed to get them a few more times after that. I wore those for a while, then started getting into adult diapers after high school, which I wear more often these days. Thank you, Philly, for that comment. And you, listeners, you can see his experiences are much like ours, aren't they? We have so much in common. You know, this is why I love feedback and when you guys answer the questions that we pose to you, because then I can feel a little more connected, a little more normal, so to speak. So many good points that he made. Philly, please continue to comment, continue to interact. Hopefully one day soon we'll have us a genuine voice line going. Oh, you are working on it. You have forgot to complete that? All right, that's okay. Okay, so it's coming soon, hopefully, all things being equal. Okay, now we're going to take a little break before we get to topic number one. A whole half hour of feedback right after I was complaining about not having enough feedback. This show is going to go longer than I had anticipated, Sammy. It always happens that way. Even though we're cutting it down to just one topic. That's right. Okay, here we go. And this is a big one. When we did this show last week, which is lost for, we'll call it the lost episode. Okay, we'll never refer to the lost episode again. Sorry. Yeah, okay. Oh, okay, here we go. And this is a big one. This turned out to be a heavy-duty topic. I thought that it would be kind of lighthearted, and I think that you're going to find some stories here that you will be able to relate to. If you're in my age group or if you're a youngster, maybe you'll have a little more empathy for us older adult babies and diaper lovers. The binge and purge cycle. That's what we're going to talk about right now. And the binge and purge cycle is an ugly thing. That's right, kids. Boo! Boo to you, binge and purge cycle. I started a thread on dailydiapers.com a long time ago about this topic. I'll put a link in the show notes. And it was inspired by a post on a different section of the board by a youngster. And, you know, youngsters have a different, you know, there are so many similarities that we have as ABDLs, but there still are vast differences. That's why there's all these different flavors and shades of color to the spectrum. You know, you have full-on ABs, you have, you know, 100% DLs. I think we've talked about this before. And then you have all kinds of variants and gradients in between the two, and some like this and some don't like that, and others would never consider this, and others would never consider it without that. And, you know, just all these different variants. And also the age divide. Let's be honest. There is a big difference between older ABDLs and younger ABDLs, and it turns out that a lot of things, because of our life experiences and what we had available to us growing up, creates this little bit of a divide, this ball, the wall, this little chasm that's hard to navigate and hard to empathize with each other over certain things. And one of them is the binge and purge cycle. As I said, this youngster wrote something about, with the age of the internet, the advent and promulgation of the internet, the binge and purge cycle has been done away with. And you know, I'm obviously loosely paraphrasing because I didn't copy the actual quote, but you'll find it in this thread. So follow that link in the show notes that I just mentioned. And that's why I started this thread. and put this topic on the topic list because I take umbrage with that. I do not agree with that. And I think that you'll find that, well, in some of these stories, when I threw it out there, I just selected hand-selected stories in order to weave together a little narrative here from that thread. You'll want to read everything that everybody has to say, and it runs the spectrum as well. But some of these are older folks, and some are younger. And it's very interesting to me, starting off with Baby Brian. Good topic. Growing up, I've always been drawn to diapers for reasons I don't fully understand. Whenever I was able to get some, I would try my best to hide them in my room. I'm right there with you. I got creative. I'm right there with you. But my mom would always snoop and find them, then throw them out. I'm right there with you, Baby Brian. We must have grown up in the same house with the same mom. This was before the advent of the internet, and I was always led to believe it was abnormal, unhealthy. I was the only one, and that I should stop wanting them if only that was possible, he says. All of this time, I would experience the classic binge-purge cycle we still hear about today. I would get some and enjoy them for a short period. Then my mom would find them and throw it all away. Lather, rinse, repeat. Well, now his mom helped him binge. Okay, continuing on. After going through this for years, and with much debate and other reasons, I decided to join the military in hopes that their own reconditioning and lack of privacy would help, quote, cure, unquote, me of wanting diapers. This barely worked for about a year, but the whole time my desire for them never went away, and I found myself still wanting to wear them. They say be careful what you wish for, as you just might get it. One day I was severely injured while on duty and had, among other things, gotten bruising and shock to my lower spine. You know, he goes on saying this resulted in the need to wear diapers, and then he went through this process of learning many things. One of the things he also learned was that even just liking to wear diapers isn't as abnormal, let alone unhealthy, as I was originally led to believe. I found those close to me have been able to accept me for who I am, diapers and all. That strangers and co-workers around me don't notice I'm wearing even thick diapers, or at least don't care enough to say anything. And I've learned, for me, that I like wearing diapers 24/7, even if I have to. At least now, I don't have to worry about that old binge-purge cycle either. Great story, Brian. What I want you to take away from this response is that concept of hiding, you know, where he says that he got quite creative in hiding his diapers in his room. And I did the same thing. Oh my goodness. Let me tell you real quick. I had this bed set up in my room. This is just one example. I mean, I did the full on. It reminded me, you people that are in my age group, you remember the Escape from Alcatraz movie and Clint Eastwood, how he creates, you know, it's based on a true story, but he creates that false wall right there with the with a little vent hole in his cell, and he digs that out, and he creates a new one with paper mache and stuff, and nobody's the wiser. I mean, we're talking that style of creativity. I never, you know, bored holes in the wall, but man, that scene, when I first saw that as a little kid, that stuck with me, because I said, hey, you know what, you can be really creative and fool people, and so I just used that concept and the idea behind it, and one of the neat things that I did, I thought it was brilliant, was, my bed was a bedroom set, so it was a single wide bed or a twin, whatever that's called. You know, it was a one person size bed, and it had this thick headboard that had a little bookcase in it and all that stuff, and then two nightstands on each side, and then sitting on top of the nightstand went up more shelves, and then at the top it crossed over, you know, the top of the bed, So it just made this, you know, just this one big unit. Well, the headboard was a good, I'm looking, thinking 9 inches, maybe a foot deep, but probably 9 inches or so. That's pretty deep. And so, you know, and it's all decorative. This was a nice bedroom set. And at the bottom of it, which was like flush with my mattress, so at the bottom of this headboard was a little lip, you know, of wood, decorative wood, you know, whatever size it was, but it stuck out a little bit. And it was the same way on the inside. If you reached up, if you pulled the mattress back just a little bit and then reached up your hand up under there, up underneath the headboard, it was hollowed out in there for, you know, for a little ways. Enough for me to wedge a flat piece of particle board or whatever in there. And be able to store my diapers in there. And I thought everything was hunky-dory. That lasted a long time. Great, here's my stash of diapers. Nobody's ever going to find this. My mom found them. It didn't matter what I did. And man, we'll get into more stories about being caught and confronted in future episodes of the ABDLcast. So let's remember hiding. Okay, that's a strong urge and a strong force out there. Well, speaking of force, we're going to talk about a different kind of force now, because little Fozzie J5 responded to this thread. Says, I have gone through many binge purge cycles over the years to the point that I have my old, I gave my old ABDL Hotmail account a crazy password I couldn't even guess what it is now, which in turn stopped me from reusing my old Daily Diapers account. Continuing, my cycle started when I was a kid in the 80s, and it started due to guilt, fear. Hey, this is, we got a running theme already between he and baby Brian. His binge purge cycle started due to guilt, fear, need, and pleasure, both sexual and emotional. I didn't have a lot to throw away, but my binge purge was based on the act of playing as a baby with nappies and such. This person's British, obviously. Then feeling so bad and worried I would be caught that, stopping until the need became too much and risking it all again. That's a huge point that he's making there. I feel so bad, basically what he's saying, and worried that I'd be caught, that I'd throw it all out. But then these feelings come back and you can't stop them. And so you're willing to risk. So here's another common thing with he and baby Brian. In the military, it all had to stop until I got single man accommodations. Then the experiment started again with bath towels and such. Even when I found out I was not alone and it was okay, thanks to the internet, my need to binge and purge this lifestyle has not stopped, which shows by my log history on this site. The internet hasn't stopped me needing to take a break and then starting up again. So he's saying the internet hasn't stopped his binge purge cycle. And there's something I want you to pull out of this, and that is this force of willpower. So you try and stop this binge purge cycle. I'm going to throw it all away, and man... Do I have crazy stories about throwing them all away? Well, let me tell you a quick one right now. Remember, you know how at the holidays, especially here in the States, I don't know about other places in the world, but you can get those big tins of popcorn. You got separated in three sections. You got buttered and cheese popcorn and caramel popcorn. Well, I had one of those, and this was back in the days. This is back in the 80s when you can get the original tins, and they were wonderful. And one binge, I shoved that thing full, an empty one of those containers full of all of my diapers, drove far out, and threw it out the car. I littered, is what I did. I basically littered. I know, and you're not supposed to do that, but I did. You know, and in a binge and purge cycle, your mind is going a little bit crazy. Crazy things happen. So anyway, and then it was, but 2 days later, I'm like, what did I do? That was a whole pack of diapers. They're perfectly good. And so I went back to go and get them. And they weren't there. So that's just, you know, one thing. Make you do things that you wouldn't normally do. And Your willpower cannot stop it. In 99.9% of the cases, I'm sure there's somebody out there in the AB Dale world that, and every once in a while you hear see somebody start a thread. Hey, I kicked the habit. I beat it. I figured out how to beat it, and you can too. And the rest of us, you know, especially us older ones are, yeah, we'll see you in a little bit. We'll see you in a little bit, buddy. Don't hurt yourself. Force of willpower isn't going to stop it. Let's continue on with this thread of reasoning. How to deal with the binge and purge cycle. All right. Demon Hunter chimes in. I struggle with it still. At one point, I have to have diapers and wear them a lot and be like a kid. Then, in an instant, I feel regret, angry, guilt, and I feel like I need to grow up. And I end up throwing everything away. And the cycle starts again. I just need help to control my urges and my hormones, plus more self-discipline. I need to think thoroughly before I do something, too. It's great being a kid and slash baby that likes to wear and use diapers, but we need to be adults, too. That's part of life, being balanced. Demon Hunter is also expressing that force of willpower. I need to do such and such. If I only can do this, then everything will be fine. But he gives us our next key word that's going to help a lot. That's why Demon Hunter's post is so important. Part of life, being balanced. So our next response is in response to Demon Hunter and Vampire 4. Hey, we got a little thread going there, Demon Hunter, Vampire 4. Vampire 4 responds to Demon Hunter, says, you can find that balance. I have a wife and 2-year-old son. I have a job and plenty of responsibilities. I wear diapers for comfort in order to relax and de-stress. Sidebar, that's me! That's where I am in life. But when I have to be an adult who doesn't wear diapers, then I am. That part of myself is a private thing. I'm sure others will suggest it, but you might try having specific times and days when you wear. You're among friends here. There's no reason to feel ashamed. The first step is to accept yourself. Then learn to control your urges. It's not easy, but you can find a balance. You don't need to throw out your stuff. Just have the willpower. Now, here's where good willpower comes in. I spent a few minutes bagging on willpower, but Vampire 4 is pulling this all together into a nice little package. You just have to have the willpower to decide when you wear and when you don't balance. Your willpower is not going to give you the ability to toss out all of your stuff to binge and then leave it. That's not going to happen in 99.9% of the cases. You will you'll binge again after you purge. I misstated there. If you purge your stuff, you're going to binge. Don't purge. Don't purge. Your willpower is not going, most likely is not going to give you the ability to purge and stay purged. But you can use willpower to bring balance. That's the important thing. Now, we're going to tie it all together with a quick comment from, well, to say one of my heroes, that sounds a little more lofty than it should, but this is we're going to talk a little bit more about this particular person or his website in particular in future episodes, because most people in this community know who Bitter Gray is. And Bitter Gray's den in understanding.infantilism.org is one of the most important websites in all of the universe for ABDLs, and it's one of the earliest websites that I ever came across, and it has meant the world to me. Bitter Gray is a very wise man. He comments, says, it would be great if acceptance, or at least awareness of how to navigate the cycle, or the cycle made binge purge cycles a thing of the past. And that's what we're trying to do on this show. Hopefully, we've accomplished that. Be aware. Be aware of the binge purge cycle and bring balance to your life. Have the willpower to decide when you wear and when you don't. Some of us, we need, you know, there are some of us 24/7, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about people that, hey, I really need to, you know, I need to scratch this itch. Choose a day, once a week, once a month, once every 2 weeks, once every 6 months, whatever it is for you. And you can, you know, based on the past, you can say, you know what, it ends up that I get the urge and the overwhelming need every couple weeks. Well, allow that, have that to look forward to, enjoy, and then go back to doing what you need to do in life. Bring balance for the binge purge cycle. So, you know, now there are some benefits to, or some things that will help you in that. Some of us are blessed with having a spouse or a partner who accepts us for who we are and our proclivities. I'm blessed that way. Many others are as well. Some aren't, and that makes it even harder, and we understand that. We're not saying this is easy. You know, Sammy knows that my stance on that. Right, no, we're not trying to candy coat this and say, hey, all you need to do is just, you know, no, it is hard. Believe me, I've been there. Whatever you're going through, I've been there. Another thing is that to remember that in, like I've said three times already, in the vast majority of cases, this part of you, ABDL, is not going away. You must accept that and bring it into balance. So we have a question for you now. What causes you to start the cycle? So the cycle would start with binging. You're collecting all the stuff. You're getting all your favorite diapers. Maybe you need a plushie. Maybe you need a pacifier. Maybe you need a blanket. Maybe you need a onesie. Maybe you need all these things, and you're gathering them, and you're dropping fat cash on them. And then comes that purge. So how do you feel after purging? You know, something like me, I told the little story. Took me 2 days. Or on the second day, go, what did I do? I go back to try and find them, and they're gone. And then I have to go and buy more, spend more money that I didn't need to spend. What did you think before the next purge began? Was it, I mean, did something, what started the cycle, or started you binging again? Was it a commercial that you saw? Did you see somebody getting a diaper, you know, chain? What was it? And then, have you found a balance that comes from that personal awareness that Bitter Gray was talking about? Are you aware of what makes you tick enough so that you can bring it into balance? Share your stories on bringing into balance, even if it's just a quick note. Our listeners want to hear that. There are people out there that need to hear it. So there's their questions for you. And choose any one that you want to answer. What caused you to start the cycle? How did you feel after purging? What did you think before the next binge began? And have you found a balance that comes from personal awareness? I'll answer those real quick. What causes me to start this? Caused me to start the cycle is what our first two commenters talked about. You know, baby Brian and little Fozzie. I felt sick and wrong and immoral and all those things, and so I purged. After I purge, I feel great for about, a half hour or so, or a very short amount of time. And then something would trigger, whether it's a thought or a memory or seeing a commercial, especially back when I was a kid. I watched TV and there's diaper commercials all the time. Oh, goodness, I need diapers. And then I have found balance. And I'm still in that process. I probably will be for the rest of my life. But I have a wife that loves me. And I have times that I've set aside that I can enjoy. And it's a whole lot better than being when I was young. Infinitely better. And boy, are we running out of time, Sammy. I did not mean for the show to be this long. Man, well, that's a big topic, you know. Well, and we were blessed with all that feedback. Yes, we love our listeners and their feedback. That's why we start the show off with feedback. But right now, you know what? I need a drink in a big way. Maybe a stiff one after that one. But we need to get back to story time, because last time we found our hero, Bugs Bunny, was being chased down by Elmer Fudd. You know, Bugs Bunny was in Elmer Fudd's carrot patch and chomping on carrots. And here comes Elmer Fudd, and he runs out with his gun. And he loads that thing with gumdrops, and he's shooting at Bugs Bunny. And Bugs Bunny, well, obviously, he gets up and beats feet. What happens next?
Well, I shook him off by zigzagging up this path in the woods. But now I'm lost. I've never been here before. Uh-oh. There's a sign on a gate up ahead there. It's a neon sign flashing on and off. Boy, what beautiful colors. Let's see what it says. Welcome to Storyland. Storyland! I've never seen this place before. I'd better go in and see what's cooking.
We haven't even stepped into Storyland yet. This is the third installment. I wonder next week or next episode, are we going to get into Storyland? What are we going to see in Storyland? What do you think we're going to see, everybody? Do you want to chime in on Storyland? Do you want us to continue doing it? We've gotten nothing but positive feedback on Storyland, and thankfully nobody has voted against it. But then again, people that don't like Storyland probably don't like my voice and aren't listening to the show anyway. So it's just between you and I. Sammy, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this episode. Yeah, I know. I had some news and some updates and some erratic like my diaper fell off in the studio. Yeah, maybe I'll save that for next time. I have my list of all these different diapers that I've been trying out, and I'm making my notes, and I have a color-coding system. A diaper can be marked red, yellow, or blue, and red is bad. Red is bad, bad, bad. In fact, right now, XP Medical Absorbency Plus Second Generation Size Regular, bad. And, you know, I got to tell my story about my diaper fell off. Yeah, well, as a matter of fact, no, right now I'm wearing a XP Medical Absorbency Plus Second Generation Size Large. Well, I'll tell you what, right off the bat, the top right side tape, it was defective. Yeah, you know how it has that dual tape system? Yeah, I don't like those dual tape systems myself, but I would rather have the landing zone. Yeah, like on Bambinos. But anyway, so I go to fasten that top one, and the first, which is, you know, it's got two tapes, so it's got the blue and the white, and I think what it's the blue is the bottom. Let me look, because I can see right now. Okay, so this is white. So the bottom tape is blue. I went and pulled it, you know, to separate it in order to fasten that tape, and there's no sticky on it. None. None. There isn't even that little plastic thing that was underneath it. So I had to use the second tape for the first application. Right, that's not good. Well, the other four tapes were fine. But yeah, and this large, it's really too large is what almost all larges are way too large on me. And that's the problem, Sammy, is because the mediums a while ago, and I think it seemed to start with Bambino a couple years ago. That's my favorite, and so they like totally downsized their mediums, and so mediums have been junk for me up until recently, and so I'm going through all these diaper brands again to I gotta find the diaper for me, and so right now, last week when I was in here when we recorded the Lost episode. Sorry, I told you I wasn't going to mention that. Okay. So last week when we were in here goofing around, I was wearing what is probably going to be, most likely is going to be my new diaper, my new permanent diaper until they goof something up. And that is, wait for it. You want to guess? I don't think you can. All right. Bingo! The Dry 24/7. Size medium, the only size medium that is a size medium. Yes, it's so wonderful. Oh my goodness, I love that one. And so that's blue. That one's a blue one. And Bambino Biancos have always been my favorites, but when they switched the mediums to be, you know, real short low riders, I can't have a low rider diaper. It's got to come up, get up to, you know, near the belly button. Now this one, this that I'm wearing, this XP Medical Absorbency Plus Large, goes like almost up to my what are those called? My diaphragm. My goodness, it's huge. And I'm not a small guy. I'm an average size guy. If you were to see me on the street, you wouldn't say that guy's little. And you wouldn't think that guy's big. No, I'm medium. I'm just average. I'm very average. Well, thank you, Sammy. But anyway, this one I'm wearing is big. I guess I can make it work, but it's got no leg gather. I don't know. I like the plastic is soft and stuff, but it's too thin. Yeah, I don't know. But those dry 24/7s, man. Oh, but getting back to Bambino Biancos, those could work. Those could absolutely work. The size large, if I had to. And so I made myself some notes. I said I wasn't even going to talk about this, but here I am spilling all the beans. Well, it's going to be an hour-long show. I don't know. I don't know if anybody will like it or not. Well, we'll find out. So the Bambino Biancos, my notes on there are a little too large, like the Abina L4, but very doable. Noted to myself, I love Bambino diapers, and this may be my new diaper again. Well, that was before I tried that dry 24/7 size medium, which is... I tweeted out, much like Mary Poppins, it's practically perfect in every way. Except for it has that dual tape system. I don't like that. But anyway, and I did make myself a note. I may try the Teddies because I like the design. And I'm not a design guy. You know, when I was a kid, diapers are white. And so to me, diapers are white. I do like the Teddy designs. That might be kind of neat. I wonder if it's the same diaper as the Bianco or the Classico or what the difference is. If anybody wants to let me know on that, just message me, email me, tweet at me, all that stuff. We'll give you the contact information shortly. Abina L4 size large. I don't like all the pinstripes, racing stripes all over it, but it's very soft and comfortable. And the large is too large. I can't get a real seal around the legs, but in an emergency, I could make it do. But right now, the dry 24/7 size medium, the only other diaper that I have on my radar that I need to try is that North Shore. I want to try that. And that kind of seems like I would need to try the large on that. And so I'm always apprehensive about trying a large. I want a medium diaper. That's the size I'm supposed to be. Large is too large. It doesn't fit right. I can't make it fit right. But, you know, I've got to do what I got to do, you know? I mean, that's all there is to it. So, the question is, what is your favorite disposable diaper right now, and why? Tell us your favorite. Why is it your favorite? What is it that you're looking for? And we'll talk about that on an upcoming episode, if anybody responds to us. And you don't have to talk about cloth. I mean, you can. We're not going to discriminate against you. But I'm a disposable diaper guy. Myself, and most people are. In fact, I sent out an informal ABDL poll on Twitter a couple of weeks ago or so, and asked people to retweet for disposable diapers, favorite this tweet for cloth diapers, or reply both for both. Well, overwhelming 8-1 disposable over cloth. And there was only a couple of people said, yeah, I'll use both. And so anyway, what's your favorite disposable diaper? And why? And my goodness, what a long show this is. It was supposed to be a half hour long, Sammy. Yeah, well, hopefully the next time. But this was a big topic. I thought it was important that we cover it. Hopefully it helps people out there. And as you can hear, friends out there, we got the music sneaking up behind us. That means we're coming to the end of another episode of the ABDL Cast. Get over to our official website. That way you can get all the back episodes of the podcast. That's really where you want to comment. If you really need to get a hold of us comment-wise, do it over there, abdlcast.com. You can email me, Toddy, at abdlcast.com. Or if you need to tell Sammy something, email her at sammy@abdlcast.com. Follow us on Twitter at ABDLcast. And if you have an iTunes account, as long as you have an iTunes account, go over there, do a word search for ABDLcast, and then just click the fifth star. You don't have to write a review if you don't want to. I understand there are people out there, hey, I don't want my name attached to this. But if you just click the fifth star, it gives us 5 stars and helps bump us up in the store so other people can discover the ABDL cast. And, you know, next week, what are we going to talk about? Are we going to talk about plushies? I don't know. Got a lot of stuff on the list. Plenty more. Stick with us. And until then, crinkle, crinkle, little star. Yeah.
Now it is recording. Oh, almost did the same exact thing. Got 4 minutes into the show. Wow. Sammy, shame on you. No, that's okay. All right. Here we go.